According to Park City Councilmember Alex Butwinski, members of the city staff have been meeting with the owners of the Treasure Development, which is a vested rights development in Old Town dating back some 30 years. Butwinski's hopeful that a deal could be negotiated by the end of the year and before a new mayor and possibly a new city council takes over in early January.
In other words, we'll know what the framework is. I'm not sure at that point whether it would become public. I think it would. But then there would be, as always, a lot of work to be done to make that happen. As I said, the initial step would be transfer density rights. And then after that, it would have to go through the regular MPD process, which they have, and would have to modify and so on. I mean, we're looking at a while before anything actually physically happens there.
He says he'd like a Treasure agreement to be one of Mayor Dana Williams' legacies.
My hope has been that we'd be able to announce something certainly before Dana left. He's been with this for a long time, and I think it's important to him to be able to say, boy, I'm glad we got that one done. And it's a possibility. I really do think so.
Park City's role in the negotiation process, he says, has transitioned to one of facilitator between the developer and those who may be interested in taking some of the development off the hillsides through a transfer of density.
It has a lot of promise. The parties are all at the table. We do attend the meetings every week that the parties are meeting to see if they can put together a deal.
The city council?
Yeah, no, not council. The city staff sits in on those meetings. And you know, it's looking promising. I know people have probably heard something like that before, but this one is very real. And we look forward to something happening.
Meanwhile, the founder of Think, the Treasure Hill Impact Neighborhood Coalition, Brian Van Hecke, says that drawings of the hillside cuts that would need to be made for the proposed development are staggering. He founded Think because he didn't think the public had a good understanding about the scale and scope of this massive development.
I was actually looking at some of the images that have been developed and presented by the developer last night, and it's staggering. I mean, it is a monster development. It's over 1.2 million square feet of proposed development. It has 250,000 square feet of parking underground. The excavation alone is just staggering, and I would encourage people to see the images that I was looking at last night that are available on our website as well as through the city, because it's just staggering. It would change the scale and scope of Park City forever.
As a nonprofit organization, Think cannot endorse candidates for office, but he says they can certainly encourage people to become informed voters.
So what we try to do is just get people to be more informed, not only about the election, but of course about this particular candidate and how they might vote on Treasure Hill and other events. So we just think it's important for people to be informed. We've been trying to let people know about the events, such as your event that's coming up on Tuesday at the Egyptian Theater. And we think it's important for people to turn out and not only vote, but to become educated voters.
Van Hecke agrees that some development is entitled at Treasure, but the bulk of it doesn't belong on Old Town hillsides and should be transferred, he thinks, to the base of Park City Mountain Resort.
Nobody's disputing that, and nobody's disputing that they don't deserve a fair return on their investment and the property that they own. But, you know, again, these property rights were originally awarded back almost 40 years ago, back in the mid-1980s, and a lot has changed in Old Town. And I look at it very similar to what's going on with Highland Estates right now, where, you know, maybe 20 years ago, businesses made sense out there, but Highland Estates has become a much more residential area, so I understand the concerns there. And it's the same thing with Old Town. You know, there's a lot of people that make Park City their home, including families and kids and children. And so I think it's just important that we recognize not just the developer's rights, but also those that choose to live and reside in Park City and Old Town.
That's Think founder Brian Van Hecke. You can find out more about what the candidates think of the Treasure development by attending the KPCW Park Record Candidate Forum Tuesday night at the Egyptian Theater. A social half hour starts at 6:30. Opening statements start at 7. If you can't be there, tune in for the live broadcast. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.